steps and aids to help us live in the divine will as taught by Mary, our Blessed Mother. Day or step 1, to adore your Creator in all your acts. To know Him and to love Him. This places you in the order of creation and you come to know who created you. Keep your will sacrificed in honor of your Creator. Your aid or help this day is to place your will in the hands of your Mother and ask her to make the sacrifice of your will to your Creator. Go before her all day asking her to enclose the divine will in your soul so that it can take its prime place in your soul. Day or step 2, you must empty yourself of your own will. Constituting the divine will as the principal life in your soul calls attention to the Holy Trinity to pour themselves out upon you. The divine will is life, support, and strength of your human will. Your aid or help this day is to climb upon the knees of your Heavenly Mother, at least, 3 times this day, giving your will to her and asking her to exchange it with the divine will. Go before her all day asking her by right of her being the sovereign queen of the divine will to command your will to decrease, so that the divine will can find a place to increase in your soul. Day or step 3, when you decide with a firm purpose to no longer give life to your will, all evils die, all goods come to life and all creation will welcome the newly arrived child into the kingdom. Your aid or help this day is to look at all of creation, unite yourself with all that the universe contains, and recite at least 3 times today the glory be, thanking God for having mandated Our Lady Queen of everything. Day or step 4, never refuse God anything, even if it means sacrifices to last your whole life. The big test. Never sway in the test that God wants from you. Your fidelity is to call divine designs upon you to become the reflections of His virtues. Your aid or help this day is to climb upon the lap of your Mother at least 3 times today, bringing her all the pains, hurts, and sorrows of your soul, asking her to infuse in your soul the strength, light, and grace necessary to pass the test. Ask your Mother, all day today, to take you in her arms and write the fiat in your heart. Day or step 5, triumph over the test and make a gift of your will to God. This is the most pure love and the greatest sacrifice we can offer to God. He and Mary will give you everything and will be at your disposal for anything. Remember, God's holy will be reigning in you. Whatever God wants, you want. Your aid or help this day is to place every act you do today into your Mother's hands, praying to her that in place of your will, she will give the great grace of making flow the divine will in each of your acts. Pray all day today to your Heavenly Mother to take your will away and to give you the divine will. Day or step 6, once the divine will is reigning in your soul, you take possession of all divine properties. You will have divine strength and power. All things will be converted into sanctity, love, and divine beauty. All beautiful, all holy, all pure is our Mother. Your aid or help this day is to pray the glory be at least 3 times today in thanksgiving for establishing the kingdom of the divine will in our Mother, and for giving her possession of all. Go into the heart of the Most Holy Trinity and making their voice yours, say to our Mother, all beautiful, all holy, all pure is my Mother. Day or step 7. God can now rest and He sees the beauty of His creation. He has now the joy of returning to the original state of justice one of His beloved children that loved Him so much as to sacrifice her will for that of her father's. How rewarded will this soul be in eternity? Pray always for perseverance, strength, courage, and fortitude to endeavor in this greatest of all graces.